And it only gets better with our next guest, who we greatly appreciate coming on with us tonight. Former Buccaneer, sack master, good guy, Styles G. White. Styles, how are you tonight?
Steve, how you doing, sir?
I am doing good. Thank you for joining us. I know you actually had a game tonight in the UFL opener for the Virginia Destroyers. How'd it go?
I did well. We won. My productivity was really good. I'm pretty excited about it. I think I had like 2.5 sacks, so I'm excited about it.
Sweet. Styles, did you play with, now I believe I saw that you were with Virginia last year. Did you play with Marty Schottenheimer and the team last year?
Yeah, briefly. I played for like a week, and unfortunately, financially, things seemed a little shaky, and last time I played for free was high school, so I'm not really, like, you know, I got kids. I got responsibilities and bills. I can't, you know. But, I mean, the experience was good, and I decided to come back here and you know, try it again, see how it goes.
Yeah, playing for free, that's no good. Right. You know, we've all heard about the UFL's troubles, and, you know, you can't be doing that. It's too risky, and, you know, it's not going to pay the bills. Not going to give you money to take the ladies out.
Something like that. Nah, man. We all got responsibilities, that being mortgage, utilities, kids, taking care of kids. I mean, you know, I had to think about that. And, you know, this year before I got here, I was in school for business management and I was working at the Marriott. So, you know, I love the game of football. So, you know, I, you know, took a withdrawal, told my job that I was taking this opportunity, and now I'm here. I'm having a blast.
Absolutely. We're talking here on 98.7 The Fan on the Hooters Hotline. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983, with former Buccaneers defensive end Styles White. You know, Styles, we wish you well. Hopefully, good performance. You know, the NFL's a strange place. Hopefully you'll get back or get a call and a shot. And, you know, that's all it takes is one little shot. As you learned, just really your whole career was about, you know, working hard and getting a shot.
Absolutely. I love football. You know, that's what it's about. So I'm here and I'm playing football and I love it. And I got good guys here and we won and won and I'm excited about it.
Styles, you know, it's a late night show. We got a lot of listeners here on The Fan. And, you know, I was always impressed because I think a lot of people take sports a little bit too seriously.
Yeah.
And not that it's not a business, but during your time with the Bucs, you interacted in a tremendous way with fans, really as much as you could on Facebook, on Twitter, really one of the earlier guys going heavy on social media and doing all kinds of things in the community. But pointing toward that social media and interacting with the fans, did the Bucs give you a hard time for doing a lot of the stuff that you did?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a gift and a curse because, you know, you want to reach out to your fans. You want to build a fan base. You want to have people following. You want to have people who weren't really following football, but because they like you, like the person, your personality, they're going to come and play football. And they're going to come and watch and support football. So, I mean, that was my objectives when I was doing the social media. But like I said previously, it was a gift and a curse.
And how would they sort of, or how is it presented to you, just to sort of tail it back, or would they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got things here and there. You got things, you know how Twitter is. You could take things out of context and people would get upset. And like, I mean, obviously you got fans that, you know, like diehard fans that, I personally believe it's a little out of pocket because, you know, if I'm going to eat, you know, if we out and, you know, I decided, hey, I'm going to get some Popeyes. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I don't want nobody telling me, oh, you shouldn't be eating Popeyes. You should be getting your mind right for next week's game. Like, I'm a human being. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I make mistakes. I enjoy Popeyes like the next guy, girl, person, you know? So it's one of those things you got to take with, you know, with a grain of salt and keep it moving. But I loved it. I personally love the social media and, you know, like I said, the fans that usually don't, you know how it is. Like, an example, when you know somebody personally that plays football, you pay more attention to that, you know, as opposed to just, you know, loving the sport, whatever the sport is, but to actually know somebody, you know what I mean, personally on social media, like they respond to your tweet or whatever, That's huge. That's huge for fans.
Absolutely. And, you know, the team always talks about getting out in the community and bonding with fans. And the reality of the world we live in is part of that is through social media now, is the easiest and best way to do it to hit big numbers. You know, it's not a charity event, but it's still a way to bond with fans, get them to come to the game and love the team and, you know, build the team and the brand. And, you know, I always appreciated it personally, Styles. I got to tell you, I don't even remember specifically, but there was a tweet you threw out in Arizona, I think, about a bad strip club or something, which was that was just great stuff. Now, that wasn't that wasn't all the kind of stuff you were doing, but that was fun, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm human. You know what I mean? And if I can't go have a drink, because I drink, you know, I'm not I don't advocate drinking. I smoke cigars, and I wouldn't tell the kid to go smoke cigars, but. You know, when you're grown, you make a decision, period. And if you're going to forsake me for smoking a cigar or having an adult beverage, then AOA. I mean, unless I think personally, as long as, you know, the NFL or Tampa Bay can control the amount of community service, if you will, then they're fine with it. But the moment, you know, you're on Twitter or something, then it's, you know, they can't control that. So you're liable to shoot something out and, you know, shame on you then. And, you know, you're just being human. Sometimes people got to understand you're human. Sometimes you have a personal opinion about something. Doesn't mean that you hate it. Just, hey, listen, this is how I feel. You know, you can't hate me for how I feel. You know, like, that's the way it's supposed to be. Like, if you said to me, Styles, I don't appreciate the way you talk to me. I understand that, you know. Like, you say that, I get it. I'm not going to be like, F you do, you're a bad dude. No, I mean, I understand it. I respect your feelings because that's just what it is. You know, it doesn't shape the world, if you will. But, you know, some people take it personal. There's a lot of sensitive people out there. So, yeah, I mean, you got to be careful, I guess.
Absolutely. We're talking to Styles White on the Hooters Hotline here on 98.7 The Fan. Styles, 24 sacks with the Bucks from 2007 to 2010. Nobody else had more in that timetable. You know, a guy who gave a lot of service, and I think it you know, people forget how durable you were in your time here, Styles. One thing I want to ask you, you know this team real well, and, you know, you saw what the team accomplished in 2010. How would you sum up, from a guy from the outside who had been in the inside, how would you sum up what the hell happened last year and the collapse of this team? What do you think happened?
Well, I mean, my personal opinion, like, you know what I mean, as far as Raheem and stuff goes, I don't care for him, personally. That's just my deal. I mean, obviously, I keep my mouth shut with that, but it's just, it's what it is. I don't care for him. I didn't care for his style. I didn't care. I feel like he had the legacy of the game that was built before him. I didn't care for how he treated, how it went, you know, personally. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they can say what they want to. But as far as the last year, after I left,
I can't
really speak for that because I wasn't around. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't really around for that. But you can see guys at least this year playing harder than they did last year. Now, I don't know what the reason was, but, you know, even though they're losing games, they're still being competitive. You know, they haven't found that right angle, that right switch right now that's going to get them to win a game. But they're coming damn close. So, I mean, they just got to keep working hard. And, you know, I hate to sound cliche, but keep chopping wood. You know, I think Greg Schiano's a good coach. I understand his disciplinary actions as far as that goes now. The whole end of the game, you know, that thing, I don't care for that. But, you know, as far as the mental toughness and stuff goes, I see these guys competing. Something that I didn't really see as much last year.
And, you know, just to take you back, and I'm not looking for you to rip the guy or to, you know, give us some sort of, you know, gossip or anything. But, you know, you said you didn't care for Raheem. And I think that probably surprises a lot of fans because, you know, Raheem, the perception is that he was the ultimate player's coach and guys loved him and all that kind of stuff. Is that not a good perception? Did guys not really all love him?
I talked to some guys that played with him when I played and they loved Raheem. You know, like, you know, Coach Barnes, they loved him. But for me, I had a personal experience with him. it didn't really go well at the end, and you know, make no mistake, I didn't get cut. My contract ended.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't want people to think like, oh, he bitter because he got cut. No, I didn't get cut. My contract ended, and you know what I mean? So they didn't re-sign me. Business, it is what it is. Personally, I just don't. You know, it just, like I said, I just think that the respect for the game wasn't really there, and they understand it. I don't know. You know, he's a young guy. Like, I'm a young guy when it comes to coaching, I guess, to playing. I'm an older guy. I just, this wasn't my thing. So, I understand it completely. That's his deal. I understand it. I don't like it. I'll have to deal with it. I'm on to the next. Like I said, I'm not sitting here moping around. I was in school for business management. I'm working at the Marriott, so I'm fine.
Talking to Styles White here on the Hooters Hotline on 98.7 The Fan. Styles, you know, just to give fans a little insight into one of the guys on the Bucks right now, Donald Penn is a guy that you went up against in practice quite a bit, and he took a lot of heat here locally in the media about his weight gain and people speculating, media speculating that, you know, it was messing him up and that he wasn't the same player when he would, you know, go on, you know, just gain weight during the season. You know, is that just a bunch of people hating on fat people kind of thing, or what do you think about that?
I don't know how. I don't. Did he? How many sacks he give up this year? They played four games. How many sacks he give up? Honestly,
I don't know if you could. I don't know if you could. Go ahead, Sal.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I don't know how many sacks he gave up. I don't know how many give up. I don't think he gave up me. You know what I mean? And as far as his weight gains, he's an athlete. You know, and I went against him, and I know he works hard, and I know that he understands that the type of guys that he goes against, he prepares for them. But, you know, that being said, I cannot tell you for me, you know, personally, well, not personally, as far as watching the games, have he gave up some facts? Because I don't think he has. But if he has, I mean, two or three, he's going against Pro Bowl athletes. I mean, they got to get there. You know, he's a Pro Bowl caliber guy. I mean, you can't win them all. You know, and who said that his weight stopped him from being a great tackle?
Not me. I don't like my tackles skinny and soft. You know, or skinny and you know, a big guy's tough to
light
move.
Lighten the booty. Right, absolutely. So I mean, you know, I can't say for that. I just know that my personal experience with him, I know he works hard. He's an athletic guy, and if you know, I don't know who made the big deal about him gaining weight and not gaining weight, but that being said, I don't know how many sacks he gave up. From what I understand, he didn't give up a lot.
I got you. No, he's had a good year. It's just something that's come up in the past. And, you know, being a guy who went against him and watched his work ethic, I was just curious. But Styles, I wanted, just looking back a little bit, when you came to the Buccaneers out of the Arena League, you know, that was really quite an incredible move. And then you came in with 8 sacks in a part-time role, which really you know, put your stamp on this league and got yourself a contract. Do you have any good John Gruden stories you can share with us and share with the fans about when you first got here and, you know, maybe how that went down with him?
When I was in Arena, I decided to stay in Arena, and Jay Gruden and him called me up and said, hey, listen, we're going to give you an opportunity. And all I said to him was, all I need is an opportunity. I don't want a chance. I want an opportunity. If you give me an opportunity, I'm great. You know, and they gave me that, you know, and I did well, you know, and I felt like he was always like, I love you guys. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if he's telling the truth, but at least he was consistent at it. You know what I mean? At least he was consistent. He really wasn't lying. At least he was consistent at it. I loved his energy. You know, he gave me an opportunity when no one else did, and I had absolutely nothing to say negative about him. I mean, on Monday night, he's doing a great job. He's a good dude, smart dude, and knows exactly, you know, how to play football.
Yeah, and he still loves everybody, John Gruden.
Yes, he does. Once again, he's consistent.
Hey, Styles, I appreciate you joining us here tonight here on 98.7 The Fan, especially on a night after a game. And in the wee hours, that's just the kind of guy you are.
I like you. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that I care about, you know, like, but I like you. You're all right.
We've had our time. Yeah. Hey, Styles, last question for you real quick. What are you drinking tonight?
I am not drinking tonight. That's my story. I'm sticking to it, buddy.
All right. Wouldn't expect anything else. Styles White, the great Styles White, ex-Buccaneer here on 98.7 The Fan. Thanks a lot, Styles.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Well, there was some fun stuff in there. Always a fun guy, Styles White, friend of mine.
Not a fan of Raheem. Loves John Gruden. Very interesting.
Not a fan of Raheem.
Did he call him unprofessional?
He said that he didn't respect the game.
Yeah.
Now, this is from Styles White, known for not liking to practice.
Yeah, now, and he was big Gruden fan, says he loves the guy, enjoyed being around him, but not Raheem. Interesting.
Yeah. And he also talked about getting in trouble from the Bucks for his Twittering and all that other kind of stuff. Interesting stuff, but Styles is a great guy, fun guy, and one of the best interviews around that I've come across in my time. 98.7 The Fan, I'm Steve Isbitz. We'll be back with more great football talk.